Welcome to Avirim Yerushalmi, you're holding in Chal Daf Lamed Zayin, the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Shlishi, in the middle of Halacha Hey. We're in the middle here of a sugya, a machlekes, Rabbi Yochanan, and Rish Lakish. Do we say that Tevel is bottled by Roiv or not? Rish Lakish says that Tevel is cancels the Roiv. Rabbi Yochanan says it's not cancelled, and even if you have Tevel, it's not cancelled. So we're starting to have involvement based in the bottom. The Gemara says, Hayat Tzarich L'Troim Arbo Chamesh Chaviyos Min HaBor. One needs to come a new Trumo with 4 or 5 barrels out of a bar. You have a full bar, and you have to take truma, 4 or 5 barrels. That's the measurement. Says the Mordaf Lamedzayin Amud Aleph. Malas are showing up here a bar, but remember, I raise a truma. You take a 1 barrel, put it on the side of the bar, say, this is truma. V'chen ha-shniyo, v'chen ha-shlishis, and the second barrel, and the third barrel. Divrei Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Rabbi Yoimer, no, malik kulum up here a bar, for remember, I elu truma. Rabbi says, don't do that. Take all 5 barrels up and say, this is truma. What's the machlekes? Havum bayin meim, they wanted to say, man domer malis are showing up yaborim. Man domer holds that you do one, and then the next one, and then the next one, and you don't do all together. The reason is, if you're using here the gears of Rav Chaim, ain't a tevil bottle b'roiv. He holds tevil's not bottle b'roiv. So you have no problem to do barrel by barrel and then do it true. Man domer malik kulam up yabor, a tevil bottle b'roiv. The other man domer says, no, you can't do that. Because once you're going to do 3 barrels trumo, the mimeli, you're ready with mafrit trumo on the majority of this pit. Whatever is left, tevel, is bottom of life. So I can go and do 2 more barrels later. That's why I have to do all 5 together. So it's 100% tevel. And then I make everything trumo in one shot. If I do it at stages, it will be bottom of life. That's the chur de machlekes. So the more avob shabirchanon says, no, that's not the machlekes. Hekif b'neum. The machlekes is going hekif. What's hekif? We know that we have a chiyuv to do a fresh truma min amukav. It has to be close by. So how do you explain the machlekes? Says the Gemara. Man domar malek kulam api abor. The man that says you take all the barrels and put it on top of the bar. Toirem min amukav. You're doing truma min amukav. He considers it to be the side of the bar, the edge of the bar, min amukav. So have no problem, take all 5 together, put it there, and you're good. Mando Malas are showing up here bar ain't termina mukov. The other man says no. The side of the bar is not considered to be close enough. It needs to be in the air space of the bar. So therefore, every barrel you take up, as you're taking it up when it's still in the air space of the bar, that's you have to do chumo. And the more understands you can't do all 5 in one shot in the air. Then everything is gonna spill. You do 1 by 1. So Rabbi holds, according to this, Rabbi is coming to be more makel. Rabbi says, I have no problem for you to take everything out of the bar if you want to do it there, it's still mina mukov. Shimon Gamliel says, no, I have to do it in the airspace, so we do 1 by 1. So Shimon Gamliel is requiring it to do 1 by 1, and not all on the side of the bar, different than what the Gemara said before. He says differently the way you say mukov. The one who says you do 1 by 1, toyer mina mukov, as we said before, in the airspace of the bar is mina mukov, that's why I do 1 by 1. Mando Malik Kulam Piyabor ain't Torah Min HaMukov. Mando that says that you put everything on Piyabor, he holds in any case in that Torah Min HaMukov, meaning airspace of the bar is not good enough. Mukov means only when you're in the bar mamish, and that you can't do because it's very hard to designate. So anyway, in the case of a pit, there's no possibility of doing Min HaMukov. So that's why I don't care if you're doing the airspace or you're just taking everything out and putting it out on the side. Because in any case, there's no mukov, so I'm doing it that way. So it doesn't change the machlekes. I just explained the reasoning of the machlekes is because Rabbi holds the edge of the board, a bar is a mukov, or he holds that even inside is not a mukov. Continues the Gemara in Amud Beis. Omalev Zehiro, Ve'inu Meruvel, De Gidin. So I don't understand. Why you hold that a barrel in the airspace of the bar is not in a mukov? Always when you take a barrel from the bar, there's always some drips that drip from the barrel down to the bar. So it's connected through that. So why he's saying it's not mina mukov? So that's why he doesn't like the way he explained this second way to explain mina mukov. Hadroch oichlim arai, hadroch oichlim arai. With that we end the third parak of Maseches Challah. Start the fourth parak. Shtei noshim shosu shnei kavim. 2 women made 2 doughs, each one a kav. Means each one is not obligated in challah because the minimum obligation for challah is a kav and a quarter. But here together there is obligation. They touched each other. Even though they are the same type, they're both wheat, because each one is separate. But if it belongs to one woman, if it's the same min, if it's not the same min, so then you don't join them for chal. Ezu min b'minoi. What does mean b'minoi? Hachitim eina mitzar fois im akoil. Chitim do not join anything else. Elo im akusmin. The only thing that you connect wheat with is spelt. Hasoir mitzar fois im akoil. But barley does join everything else to be chayav and chala. Chutz min hachitim. Except wheat, you can't join barley with wheat. All other meaning of the Chamesh Sar meaning, except wheat and barley, they all join together, and the Gemara is going to explain if Rabbanan argue. As Rav Chaim reminds us, even though in the beginning of the Masechta we said that all the meaning joined together, that's only bibogel, that's all when it's mixed up together well. Here we're talking about noshuch, biting from each other, each one stands on his own, just bites from each other. So the Gemara, shtei noshuch shasu shnei kavim, Birkin says, when we say woman, one woman or two women, it's shot is one woman usually doesn't care to join two chalas together. Two women, each one has his own dough, they don't want to join together. So that's why we brought an example of one woman and two. But if you have one woman who cares very much that the two doughs should not touch each other, she is exactly like two women. Similarly, you have two women, they're not makpid on each other. They're like ishachas, they're joined together. Says Gemara, one second. If it's one woman who's not makpedis to put together, that's the Shana Mishnah. Why is she doing two different doughs? Just do one big dough. And she anyway doesn't care. Says the Gemara, she doesn't have space in the kitchen to do one big dough, so she does two small doughs. Milsa de Abyoino Amro. What we learned from Rabbi Yoino is Ayala Mokom Echad Alolosh. If she does have a place where to do the dough, but she still decides to do it in two different places, Makpredesi, that means she's a Makpid. She doesn't want these two doughs to be together. Continues the Gemara from the Chesam Dav and says a few other rules. No kiyu v'kever Makpredesi. If it's a clean dough and a not clean dough, obviously she doesn't want that to combine. Omar Blazo, Shtei Deyois, Oysu Oysu Kishtei Noshe. That's a Blazo, you should know also. If you have one person doing one dough, but he's going to divide it to two, it's a seller who's going to sell to two different people. So because even though he's the one doing it, but if he's going to give it to two different people, it's considered to be two different women. Says the Gemara, Shmuel bar Abba, boy, a few Reuters. Says maybe even in that case, even if they want it to be one challah, it still doesn't help. So explains Rav Chaim that Shmuel bar Abba argues what we said before. That if two women want to put their doughs together, it never combines, even if they agree to do it. But in our case, when you have a nachtam, you have a baker putting it together, and he's just going to give it to both of them, and they agree to do it together. Now, here is where he's saying maybe then it's considered to be one, and he's not sure. Maybe even then it's not considered to be one dough. With this, we conclude Yushalmi Chalo Daf Lamed Zayin.